As the Hayes Library gets ready to do some remodeling work, the Bookmobile is out and about. Communications coordinator Callie Kolasny stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. Got some very exciting updates. I don't know how much we've talked about this, but you guys are doing some work down there at the library, right?
We are. We are open. We're open our regular hours. We still have some things that we're doing our printing back behind the desk. But you can get things printed. We're doing some, making sure people social distance. And so we have some things spread out. We don't have a lot of chairs and things for people to sit at because we needed to space things out. But we are up and running, and you can still come and check things out and spend some time at the library.
Fantastic. You've got some work that's going to be going on down there, right?
We do. Right now, let's first of all talk about the Bookmobile.
Okay, let's hit the Bookmobile. Yeah, good thinking.
Yeah, let's talk about that first, because that's a very exciting thing. People have hopefully seen it. It's been a couple of weeks now. We've been out and about. We're getting a regular schedule, and you can go to our website and check out under services and outreach services and click on Bookmobile and check the schedule. Each week it changes a little bit. We're going to some places repeating each week, but we're making some adjustments as we figure things out as well. But this Bookmobile is amazing, and there's so much stuff on it. It is a mobile library, literally, because it has books and videos and audiobooks for all age ranges, from board books for the little ones to whatever the adults want to read. And it's a very good selection. There's stuff from the Kansas Room. And, if there's something that you're looking and you think, oh, no, I want something else, then you can put in a request. And then the Bookmobile can bring it to you the next time they're at that stop. You can also check out our card catalog. You can check that out on the Bookmobile. You can sign up for a library card on the Bookmobile. We're also a Wi-Fi hotspot. So it provides a lot of the same services as far as what you can check out that you can get at the actual library.
Yeah, that's awesome. And if you haven't seen it, that thing looks sharp.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility. I mean, I can't believe all the stuff that they put in it. It's really cool. We're going to have a chance for people to see it. If you haven't been to one of the stops, we're going to have a chamber ribbon cutting coming up on July 14th at 9 a.m. It will be in the parking lot behind the library off of 12th Street. And so we invite the community to come out and hang out with us for the ribbon cutting and get a chance to tour the Bookmobile and check things out.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's always cool when you get the good folks at the chamber involved, because they always bring a crowd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what we're hoping for.
Okay.
Yeah, we especially have, there will be also be some other announcements, and this goes into the work that we're going to have coming up. We'll have some announcements about the remodeling project that we are going to be starting, hopefully early August. We're going to start this fairly large remodeling project, and we have some exciting announcements that we will be making at that July 14th ribbon cutting. So we can't wait to share that information as well.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I'm curious. I'll probably just have to go now because I want to know what you're doing. Or I suppose I could just wait till we talk again.
Well, you could do that.
Have to wait an extra 2 weeks.
Right. We'll be sending out some news releases as well to inform people of what's happening. But we're moving closer to being in that construction phase.
That's cool. Yeah. And the world of libraries especially in the last 20 years with the advent of computers, and this is something we've talked about before, but they were designed, to be like a computer hub at one point, kind of like a digital cafe, and that now is trending away because everybody's got a cell phone in their pocket, so they don't need to access the internet as much. So you've got to kind of keep morphing your services to fit what people need at the time, right? And that requires some physical changes.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, we still will always be, you know, I shouldn't say always, but for now, we're providing the physical books and those items that people need to actually check out. But, yeah, we're seeing a lot less use of the computers, especially on our main floor. The children's department still has, and the YA still have a lot of computer users. But on the main floor, they're still used, but it's not nearly as heavy of use as it used to be. And so there need to be some changes there. We're not getting rid of any of that stuff. Nothing's completely going away in that sense, but we just need to repurpose some of the spaces and make them more functional for everyone, for the staff as well as the patrons.
Sure, sure. But, I mean, you say nothing's going away. I'm curious, do you guys even still have, like, the, oh, gosh, this tells you how long it's been since I've been done research in a library, but, you know, you go to the drawers and they have the little cards and it would tell you where the books are?
The old-fashioned card catalog.
Yeah, that's completely gone away, right? That's something that
everything's online.
Yeah,
you look up the what we have to our catalog. We don't actually call it a card catalog anymore. I think I said that earlier too, because it doesn't use cards, but it's just the catalog to see what we have to offer. So all of that stuff is online. So yeah, those things have developed into the new technologies, I guess I would say.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, going back to the construction piece. Saves you some room. You can free that up and turn that into a, I don't know, reading corner or an event space or whatever you want, really, I guess.
Right. We'll release more information about and actual schematics and things like that about exactly what we're going to do. But we had a lot of meetings with community members last summer to really develop ideas of what the community wants the library to be and what services we need to provide and how the spaces should be changed, if they should be changed, things like that. And so we used all of that input to decide what needed to happen and came up and got the architects, came up with some great plans, and we're really excited about how things are going to look when they're done.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And I'm excited to hear the updates, but we should probably shift gears here. We've got some other things we got to talk about. We could talk about this all day, but... coming up, you've got another book away, or book giveaway, rather. You want to tell us what's going on there?
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, we had a book giveaway out in front of the library, and it was mainly children's books, and it was extremely successful. People seemed to really be happy with it, and so we're going to do it again because we still have, with this remodel project coming up, we need to free up some space, and we have lots of books stored. And so we're going to do another book giveaway. This will be mainly books for adults. It will be on July 18th, 8 o'clock in the morning until noon. And as I said, these will mainly be adult books because we got rid of a lot of the children's books in the first go-around. So this will be books for adults. And so come on out, free books. And they're in good shape, too. These are not ratty old things that are falling apart. These are books that are in really good shape. So, again, that will be July 18th, 8 a.m. until noon out in front of the library.
Very cool. And then just a few days later, you've got a stargazing event, right?
Yeah, we're going to do a stargazing event at the fort with astronomer Fred Gatchett. That'll be July 21st at 10 p.m. Of course, it's got to be late night because you need it to be dark. So we're going to do it at the historic Fort Hays parking lot. So go ahead and bring your lawn chairs or blankets or whatever you want, and he'll be able to talk. He's got a huge telescope, and he'll be able to talk about what you're seeing and really point some things out. So it's a way that we can have a program, but it's obviously when you're out, you know, outside and in a parking lot, you can social distance, and so we can still keep people as safe as we can by social distancing, but having a really cool nighttime event. So again, that stargazing will be at Historic Fort Hays on July 21st at 10 p.m. Of course, watch for social media. If the weather is not cooperating, we'll have to make some changes because it needs to obviously not be a cloudy night or stormy. So just watch for social media to see any changes that might happen with that event.
Yeah, very cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. Speaking of fun events, you've got another book stock scheduled. You want to tell us, in case everybody missed it last year, or anybody missed it, I suppose I should say, you want to tell us what that is and then what you're doing with it this year?
Yeah, it was our own version of Woodstock, basically. So we had local bands come, and it was out in the parking lot behind the library last year, last August. And it was great. And we had food trucks, and it was just really a fun time to give those bands an opportunity to perform. Well, with everything going on right now, we're not going to do an in-person book stock, but we are going to do a virtual book stock. So it will be on our Facebook page. It'll be on August 22nd. We're still nailing down the times and exactly which bands will perform. So they will be sending us videos. There might be some live. I'm not exactly sure how it's not finalized yet on how it's going to work, but we are going to have a second annual book stock, and that will be on August 22nd on the Hayes Public Library Facebook page.
Very cool. Yeah, I attended last year. It was a cool event. It was a little hot. Yeah. I mean, if you're doing it virtually, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, this one will be cooler. You can be in the air conditioning of your own home and still participate and still watch. We're going to have giveaways and various things that you can do along with the event. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome. I think the last thing we wanted to hit on before we go here is the Summer Reading Challenge. We talked a little bit about this. No, I don't remember last time or the time before, but that still is ongoing, right?
It is. It goes through basically end of July, July 26th. So there's still time. There's still several weeks. You can still sign up and have a chance to win some great prizes. You might have to work a little bit faster if you're wanting to get everything completed to be registered for the final prizes. But still, it's a great opportunity, especially for children. It's getting hotter outside. Keep them inside and get them to reading some books and make sure they're not having that summer slide when it comes to education. And adults, there's still time for you, too. And you can come into the library and pick up the bookmark, and there are 10 things that you need to do, and some of them are as easy as ask a librarian about some of the different services we have at the library, and that will get you a stamp to complete your challenge. And we have really great prizes for all of the age groups, so it's a lot of fun, and there's still some time, so I wanted to let everybody know you can go online to hayeslibrary.org and sign up for the Summer Reading Challenge through Beanstack if you want to do it that way, and as I said, adults can register online as through Beanstack, or they can come into the library and pick up a bookmark as well.
Very cool. Well, Kelly, that kind of killed our time. You want to give everybody your contact information where they can get more information.
Yeah, just go ahead and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We update those frequently. Our website is hayeslibrary.org, or you can call the library at 625-9014.